Brother. That's why he had to do this now. Marcus had always been his champion, the only person to understand and love him. He'd do anything for his older brother. Liam's chest squeezed again, and he sucked in a huge lungful of air, hoping to relieve the pressure. The shrill chirping of the crossing signal, indicating it was safe to walk, broke through Liam's misery. Marcus was writing a mystery novel with romantic elements. The hero is an everyday guy who gets caught up in some intrigue. Along the way, he meets a girl and falls in love. The mystery bit, I can write with no problem. Marcus outlined his plot on that one. The romance element is another thing. I'm not exactly out on dates every night, and evidently, for the emotion of a scene to come across, I have to be familiar with it. So I need a girlfriend. Liam spat out the last word as though it were poison. Why don't you call up one of the women you've gone out with before? Trust me, I thought of that. According to Marcus, it has to be a real relationship, not one based on my wealth. All my previous girlfriends hung around for the expensive dinners, exotic holidays, and nice jewelry. What about that Latvian girl? What was her name, Svetlana? You dumped her as soon as the words I love you came out of her mouth. It was Ileana, and she was a model from Lithuania. Liam heaved a sigh. Once a woman says she loves you, she expects marriage and babies. I don't do marriage and babies. It was better to end it with an appropriately expensive present than for anyone to waste any more time on the relationship. For the story, the hero is an everyday guy, so I have to pretend to be a regular guy and get a regular girlfriend. No flashy dates, no trips on the private jet to the Caribbean, regular guy stuff. None of the women I've dated before would go for that. And how do you expect to get a girlfriend who doesn't know who you are? One Google search and she'll spot you in 20 seconds. That's why I'm going to shave off my beard, get a makeover, and use my middle name. Even if she searches, she's unlikely to think William Manning, rich guy, is the same person as Liam McKenzie, regular guy. I've set up a couple social media profiles as regular guy Liam, and some mysterious virus has temporarily eaten any photos of William Manning on the internet. There's a limited lifespan on the virus, so they'll restore in a couple weeks' time. Save me having to go back in and fix them later. He pushed open the door to a small coffee shop. There were 10 people waiting in the order line. Signaling to the barista behind the espresso machine, Liam bypassed the long line and picked up the 2 coffees she placed on the counter. He smiled at the woman, whose cheeks turned pink, before leading David over to a small table in the corner.
Hold on. Did you just say you were going to shave? Has anyone ever seen you without your beard and mustache?
No, and that's exactly the point. No one will recognize me, and I can play the regular guy until I finish this stupid book and get back to my real life.
He ran a hand over his beard, a bit longer than usual, as he hadn't trimmed it since Marcus went into hospital for the final time. He'd never shaved since sprouting his first whisker at the age of 16.
What are we doing here? Are you researching what normal people do in the morning?
David took a gulp of his coffee. A flicker of surprise crossed his face as the rich flavor passed over his tongue.
God, this is so much better than the crap I normally drink.
That's because it's hot and freshly made. By the time you remember you ordered a coffee, it's cold with scum on the top. Not that I'm complaining, you're the best programmer I've got. I appreciate your single-minded dedication to your work. To answer your original question, I'm here to see a woman.
What? You're gonna pluck a woman out of the lineup here?
David scanned the row of people waiting to order.
Of course not. I've made arrangements.
Liam sat back in his chair. He tried out the deep breathing technique Marcus had used to cope with pain. If it had been anyone other than his brother who'd come up with this idea, he'd have shot him down in an instant. Liam had spent the last 10 years avoiding love and relationships. The 2 times he'd let himself feel something for a woman had ended in absolute betrayal. He was smart enough to know his limitations. He wasn't love material. Ileana might have said she loved him, but what she really meant was she loved his money and was willing to put up with the rest of him for the sake of a cushy life. The fact that she...